you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Happy weekend, everybody. Hope you had a good week. And I don't say that gratuitously either, because I had a really, how shall I put this, interesting thing happen to me this past week. So I wanted to start the show off by telling you about it. I think you'll find it, interesting. It wasn't really good. It wasn't really bad. It was just interesting. I've told you several times about how I'm almost always the one who goes to the grocery store in this family. Well, my wife goes to the store for big shopping trips, you know, when she wants to stock up on things like vegetables or produce or meat products, things like that. But I'm the one who usually goes when we just need a few items to tide us over for the next few days. So I'm there more often than she is, to say the very least. In fact, it's a standing joke in my family that if I don't show up at one of the three major grocery chains at least every other day, they'll send a member of AARP over to our house for a wellness check. So that's how my story begins, with a trip to the grocery store. I literally only had two items to pick up. So I parked quickly and I walked in quickly, got what I needed, paid for it, came right back out to my truck. It took me no more than 3 to 5 minutes at the most. But in that time, someone apparently crashed into the external passenger side rearview mirror of my truck. You know, the one on the outside of the door? And then they must have just kept on going. There was no note explaining what had happened, how to get in touch with them to repair the damage. They just drove away. And the housing for the mirror had this big scrape on it, and the mirror was just hanging out of the casing by the wires. Of course, I hadn't paid any attention to what kind of vehicles were parked around me when I got out of the truck, so I had no idea at all who might have done it. And frankly, it honked me off. I mean, my daddy taught me to do the right thing in a situation like that. He would have insisted upon waiting around to see if anybody came out to the truck so he could give them his information, you know, his insurance information, make good on the repairs. And like I said, I was only in the store for 3 to 5 minutes, so this had to occur within just a minute or two after I parked my truck. And even if you're in a hurry, you know, you're on your way to an appointment or you're running late, the least you could do is leave a note with your name and phone number so we could settle up later, right? After all, it's just the right thing to do, isn't it? But no note, no nothing. Just a damaged rearview mirror that now I have to pay for. Great. So I got up the next morning. My sweet wife agreed to follow me over to Hope Automotive in Missouri City to see if my friend Mark McElroy could fix it for me. And when I got there, Mark's son, Junior, was behind the desk. He immediately just said, well, let's go out and look at it. So he surveyed the damage for about, 30 or 60 seconds, and he just snapped the mirror right back in place. He said, the mirror just popped out of its bracket. It should be just fine. And it was. I was so relieved because I didn't have to file insurance and get a loaner car. You know the routine. So I said, how much do I owe you, Junior? And he just smiled and said, nothing. No big deal. Now, the reason why I'm going to this much trouble to tell you this story is twofold. Number one, if you hit somebody else's vehicle in the parking lot, do not just drive away like that jackass did. Do the right thing. At least leave your name and phone number and stand good for the repairs. But number two, and more importantly, if you need a good, honest auto repair shop, use this story as an example of what you'll encounter at Hope Automotive in Missouri City. Now, hey, I'm not saying they can rebuild your entire engine for free, but if you're looking for auto repair experts who will do the right thing, Mark McElroy and his son Junior are those kinds of people. And I have no vested interest here. They don't advertise on this show. I'm not being paid to say this. Mark and Junior are just good folks. They run a top-notch auto repair shop, and they treat their customers like they're friends. And they are my friends, but they're also reputable businessmen who you can trust. Hope Automotive is the name of the shop, and they're located near the corner of Murphy Road and Lexington Boulevard in Missouri City. Just tell them Randy Hame sent you in, and I can guarantee you this much, you won't be disappointed in the way you're treated. So when all was said and done, I guess I ran into two completely different kinds of people last week. One who did do the right thing, and one who didn't. And I guess it's time for me to do the right thing. Nice transition, Randy. And get to today's topic on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, huh? Hard to believe, but this is the last weekend of August, and that means the end of an important commemorative food month, National Catfish Month. So that's the centerpiece of today's discussion, catfish. And of course, there are two functions that must be completed before the consumption of the catfish: catching the catfish and cooking the catfish. Now, catching the catfish might be as simple as just dropping by Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Yes, they do advertise on this show. And, you know, just pick up the perfect cuts of catfish for your cookout at home right there. Or it could be even simpler. You could buy the already cooked catfish from Boyd's Cajun Seafood Grill, which is right next door. But we on this show are smart enough to realize that many of you prefer the enjoyment of hooking your own catfish. So we should probably address that aspect of the process first. Most of us catch catfish the lazy way, trot lines. Well, sure, of course, you can catch catfish with a rod and reel, and they are fun to catch because they traditionally put up a pretty good fight. But there are lots of fishing experts that say the best time to catch catfish is at night because they use their heightened senses of smell and taste and their whiskers, or technically called barbels, to find food in the dark. So that's often when they feed, which means nighttime is the right time to fish for catfish. However, a lot of people, like me, don't particularly care for fishing in the dark, as the nitty-gritty dirt band once sang. And that's when some good old country boy way back in the old days dreamed up the idea of stretching two fishing lines between two wooden stakes and then dropping several more lines off the main line with baited hooks on the bottom. That way, the nocturnal catfish would take the bait and get hooked in the middle of the night while the fisherman, or woman, was asleep. Then said fisher person could return at a more convenient time and retrieve their prize. By the way, there's a really good article in last Sunday's sports section about the problem of abandoned trot lines in Texas waterways. You should check it out. And again, do the right thing. I can distinctly recall running trot lines at midnight with my brother-in-law back in the 80s. I was operating the trolling motor in the back of the bass boat. He was pulling up the trot lines at the front, and I heard this loud curse splash, and immediately, brother-in-law released a line of invectives that would make a football coach blush. So I asked, "What happened?" He said, "Orca the killer whale just fell off the hook. We could have fed the whole family on that one all by itself." We still got plenty of catfish that night to have a big catfish fry, but sometimes knowing the exact location of Boyd's One Stop can be helpful. And by the way, it's at the base of the Texas City Dike. Then there's the matter of cooking the catfish. And I must admit, I'm a little out of my depth here, with apologies for the overt pun concerning trot lines and water, of course. My Cajun in-laws were the experts when it came to frying catfish, but I will say this, I am fairly well acquainted with the skills necessary to consume said catfish. However, we do have more than just a couple of experts lined up on today's guest list, and they can all give us some really good ideas for the cooking part of National Catfish Month. So, it's the last day of August, the last day for National Catfish Month, which means it's last call for catfish on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And remember, it ain't over till the fat lady eats.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspas Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Our first guest is perfect for a show titled Last Call for Catfish. Say hello to our old friend Dave Fremont from Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. How you doing, Brother Dave?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Randy, and a pleasure to hook up with you. I like to use that term, hook up, because we do so much fishing down here. But always good to hear your voice, and things are alive and kicking down here on the Gulf Coast.
Well, we'll focus on catfish here in a few minutes. You've got some specific things you want to talk about with regard to that. But first, what's going on at Boyd's One Stop these days? Do the dog days of August mean more or fewer fishermen on the Texas City Dike?
Well, it means probably fewer fishermen during the heat of the day.
Uh-huh.
We still have a lot of business in the mornings and in the evenings. And then during the summer months, we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. But it's been a great summer, and we're looking forward to some cooler weather, Randy.
Well, what kinds of fish do outdoorsmen and women focus on this time of year?
Yeah, this time of year, speckled trout and redfish are still very popular. Flounder are still caught. They're caught year-round. They're fish that are here in the Gulf and Bay year-round. But we also have black drum, and we also have the bull redfish, the big redfish. And this time of year, we're right on the edge of the spawning season for bull red. So we're geared up for that. In fact, I have a fishing tournament that's going on right now. We speak, it'll run till the first week and a half of November, and so we've got three places for people that they can win when they enter the winning fish. And bull redfish are just that, they're big redfish. They're anything over 28 inches. A slot red, which is a keeper red for eating, is 20 inches to 28 inches. Anything over 28 inches is a bull red, and that's your breeding stock. And so we usually catch, photograph, measure them, and then release them. So our tournament is not a what we call a kill tournament. It's a tournament that the fish is actually appreciated and caught and measured and released, and the largest one wins. So we've got that going on, Randy, and there's some other fish, whiting, croaker. There's a croaker run that's be taken off here. They do the same thing, fish, spawn, reproduce, and they go in cycles annually. And so we've got a lot of different species of fish here in Galveston Bay and have a whole lot of fun with it. Boyd is set up on the Texas City Dike to provide the bait and the tackle and all that neat stuff for folks to go out and fish. As you can tell, Randy, I'm talking about it all day, every day.
And that's one reason why we talk to you, Dave. We should emphasize Boyd's One Stop has everything you need. You mentioned bait and tackle, but you've got also ice and ice chests, even drinks and snacks. And it started out as a bait shop. We know you have lots of live shrimp to use as bait, but you also have lots of table shrimp, too. Explain the different sizes we can find in your seafood market.
Well, Randy, we'll start off big and work our way down, because in Texas, we always talk about big stuff, you know. But a U10 shrimp, what is a U10? Well, a U10 is classified as it's a range of shrimp. There's less than 10 shrimp to a pound for this shrimp to be called a U10.
Uh-huh.
So when you take these shrimp and you grab a handful of them and you've got about 10 of them, you can bet that they're going to weigh at least a pound in total weight. So they are big shrimp. When you hold a handful of them, you've got some shrimp. And they're very popular as far as a showcase shrimp for grilling, that just make a really neat presentation. And they're just absolutely delicious. They're wild caught, Gulf of Mexico, white, and brown shrimp. And the difference there, other than the actual color of the shrimp, is the white shrimp will fade out, the brown shrimp will come in, and they just come in and out. But a lot of folks like the brown shrimp. They claim that they taste a little bit sweeter. Personally, I eat shrimp so fast, I can't tell the difference. I mean, I just absolutely love to eat them. We also have some 912 to a pound. We call them 912s. And it's all done in the count. We'll get a big batch of shrimp in, and we'll count how many it takes to make a pound. There's a little process there to do it. And we'll have 9-12s. We'll have 16, 18s, 19, 21s, and that means 19 to 21 to a pound. But they're all good no matter what the size, and then they get smaller and smaller depending on the time of the year they're harvested. And our bait shrimp are usually smaller than that. They may be 31, 35s or 42, 46s. So it's not really scientific, but there is different categories and sizes of shrimp, and then the price is according to the size. So, yes, we do. We have a good variety of shrimp, and this time of year, we have an awful lot, and we run some terrific sales, Randy.
And, of course, there's lots of other seafood that you can buy in the seafood market, and the Cajun Grill Express is right next door if you don't want to cook at all. After all, taking home dinner to mama would make her happy. But today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is last call for catfish, only because this is the last day of August, which is National Catfish Month. And while we think of them as a freshwater catfish, you were telling me before we came on the air that there's also a saltwater form of catfish. Is that right?
That's correct, Randy. They're not considered to be a favorite table fare anyway compared to freshwater catfish. Freshwater catfish just takes top billing, period. And that's because they're more prevalent when you look across the country. We're limited in terms of how much seawater we have around us, but in most cases, we'll have a lot of freshwater through bios and lakes and ponds and streams and tanks you name it. You just about find a catfish anywhere. But here along the Gulf Coast and Galveston Bay, we have saltwater catfish. We have two varieties in particular, and one is called the hardhead. What a lowly name. I know that name very well. I can remember being called that from a very early age, but they actually still have a scientific Latin name, which is Areopsis felis. But they're a small catfish, and they have toxic fins, where if you ever get stuck by a hardhead, they really emit a painful sting when you get one stuck in your hand, or if you're very unlucky and step on one. So they're a tough fish, and you have to be very careful.
Wow.
And they're a small fish. They're usually only, they're about around a pound is a pretty good size one. But they do eat well. The hardhead, when cleaned properly, it can either be filleted or it can be skinned, like a lot of freshwater catfish are, but fried the same way, cooked the same way as a regular freshwater cat, and it's actually a very good tasting fish. A lot of folks will turn their nose up on those comments, but in most cases, it's because they've listened to someone else and haven't actually tried it. The other variety we have, Randy, is called the gaff topsail catfish. They get quite a bit bigger. There's actually some that are caught in the 7, 8, 9 pound range, and those are big saltwater cats. They resemble a hardhead, except that their fins have some long tails that come off of them, and that's why they call them gaff top sail, because they actually look like some of the sails on a sailboat on the upper ends. They have long trailing lines on them, and they're really a beautiful fish, and when cleaned properly, once again, they rate right up there. A lot of folks will eat the gaff top because they're bigger and you can yield more meat, but the taste is very, very similar to freshwater cat. There's a little more of a bloodline that's found on a gaff top catfish. When you're skinning him, you'll notice this bloodline on the outer part just underneath the skin. Mm-hmm. But if you'll fillet it and then fillet the skin off of the meat, then most of the time you lose that red bloodline and you've got some really pretty pieces of meat. And if you put them right next to some freshwater cat, it's hard to tell the difference, Randy.
When we talk fish, we talk to Texas City Dave, Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. What's your website at Boyd's, Dave?
Boyd'sOneStop.com. And from there, you can just about find anything you need and what's going on, including what our little fishing tournament that's going on. And also on Facebook, that's actually the living way to catch us, is because I'm constantly updating things on our Facebook page, Boyd's One Stop. And it'll have all the latest and greatest on our seafood. And also the Boyd's Cajun Grill has a Facebook and a website as well. Boyd's Cajun Grill Express.com, I believe, is the one for it. And so we're just about everywhere we can be to serve you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Dave, and you're always welcome on this radio show, my friend.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We learn something new every time we talk to this next guy. It's Jared Poffenberger, who owns and operates the Belleville Meat Market. How you doing, my friend?
Randy, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Well, judging by last week's game, I'm doing better than Bill O'Brien. But all things considered, I'm not so sure that's saying a whole lot.
Well, you know, they didn't do too bad with the second string team, so come on.
Yeah, but the sorry to say, the first string's the one that's going to be out there playing most of the time. We love to talk about sports on this show, and football, of course, is the national sport of Texas. So how do you think the Texans will fare this year?
You know, I think they're going to do just fine. You know, it just, we got to keep people healthy.
Yeah.
Golly, I mean, if this past week was any indication of how we're going to stay healthy, you know, I don't know. But yeah, as long as we stay healthy, I think we're going to have a strong, positive season.
Yeah, we had two possessions and two cart rides to the locker room.
I know.
It's been kind of depressing.
I know.
But what about the Aggies? How do you think the Aggies are going to do this year?
Oh, they're going to win it all, Randy.
Ah.
Of course. Without a doubt.
And that's all you're going to say, huh?
Well, what else is there to say?
Well, okay, here's what else there is to say. We'll know a whole lot more about A&M after they play Clemson next week.
That's very true, very true. I mean, I think the Aggies are going to have some challenges this year. You know, on the defensive side, I think we lost six of our starters. So those guys coming in have some big shoes to fill, but I think Jimbo's got a plan for the offensive side. I mean, of course, we don't have Sternberger, but I think Kupp is going to fill in just fine at tight end. And I think Mon's going to stay in there and his targets. Well, like I said, we're going to win out. So I'm not too concerned about it right now.
Well, that football season's not the only season that's on our plate. Oh, that was good. The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show and on our... never mind. Hunting season is not far off. So let's talk about that for a minute. Dove season actually opens tomorrow in the north and the central zones, but it doesn't really open until the 14th in the south zone. Do you get many requests for dove in the wild game processing plant?
You know, I wouldn't say requests. I mean, we see a little bit of everything. What customers will do at times, we'll get a phone call that says, hey, you know, I've got 20 or 30 pounds of boned out dove breast in my freezer. Can y'all do something with it? Well, the answer is yes, of course.
Sure.
So we get them like that, make some sausage into them, kind of like we do with goose meat or duck meat for these wing hunters, but not quite as much as some of the other animals that we process around.
And squirrel season opens tomorrow in the open counties. You probably don't get a whole lot of interest in squirrel meat processing, right?
not so much.
Yeah, well, so we might be a little premature here, but I know you're proud of that wild game processing plant at the Belleville Meat Market. So tell us what kind of service hunters can expect when deer hunting season actually opens in November.
Oh, yeah, Randy. So what we did a few years ago when we built this new facility for our game hunters is we really wanted to create an environment for our hunters that we were offering to our retail customers up front. So we said, hey, let's give them a good customer service area, give them a place where they don't have to drop off their wild game back behind a building by a dumpster like, you know, everywhere else you go in Texas. And for that matter, like we asked our hunters to do for 33 years.
Sure.
But we really wanted to create a red carpet experience for our wild game hunters. They go through so much, and by the time they get to us,
wow, there's my ride.
Yep, time to go.
So by the time they get to you,
they've already invested in their entire weekend to hunt, and they're on their way back, and they're usually pretty worn out. So we really wanted to create an environment that was special to them, that was relaxing, and that was pretty straightforward, and really just an environment and experience that they couldn't find anywhere else in Texas.
So that means you hunters should plan ahead for fall and be sure to take your animals to the wild game processing plant right there at the Belleville Meat Market. Get your meat your way on the way home from the deer lease. You're equidistant from I-10 and 290, right?
That's right. We're just 14 miles north of I-10 if you exit in Sealy, and we're 14 miles south of Highway 290 if you go south in right there in Hempstead.
And Belleville Meat Market also offers some quick and easy meals right there in the showroom with your pecan smoked barbecue. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. So with our barbecue arena, we offer pecan smoked brisket sliced on a sandwich or on baked potato. sausage. We have barbecue chicken and barbecue turkey breast. And to go with all that, we have a wide offering of sides that that complement those.
So lunch, or you even take it home for dinner tonight. And the Belleville Meat Market's middle name is still meat, but you offer a whole lot more than that. You got like stuffed jalapenos, mushrooms, and tamales, and some pies. Talk about some of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. So it's really neat. We've been able to find some unique products in Texas that really help our customers create not only just a grab-and-go item for the afternoon, but also they're able to take these products and assemble neat gift boxes to give to family members or Christmas parties wherever they're going. So they have quite a few things to select from, like you said, not only meat, but a bunch of different branded items that are unique to Belleville Meat Market.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is taking advantage of the last call for catfish, because this weekend marks the end of August, and August is National Catfish Month. So I won't be surprised to hear that old Jared Poffenberger has run a trot line or two in his time. Is that a safe assumption?
It is. It is. I remember, gosh, as far back as I can recall, pulling trot lines at my grandparents' tanks and in the lakes. That's just some really good times, because it's usually done in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Well, that's when we checked them.
Yep.
You know, but to spend that kind of time with your grandparents, your papaw, is just invaluable.
But how about yo-yos? You ever gore yourself on a yo-yo hook like me?
No, I have not. I don't have any yo-yos in my past.
Oh, I've got stories to tell, and I've got the scars to prove it, Jared. But at the end of the day, it's not so much about how we catch the catfish as it is about how we cook the catfish. So let's start off by having you tell us, what's your recipe for fried catfish?
First of all, we like to cut our catfish up into about 2-inch cross sections of the fillet in about 2-inch pieces. You know, some people will take them and fry the fillet whole. That's just not the way we did at our house. So we'll cut them up into small pieces. We'll soak them in milk, and then equal parts cornmeal and flour with some salt, pepper, and we like to put a little Tony Satcheries on it just to give it a little bit more flavor, a little bit of spicy, but not too much that the kids won't eat it. And here we go. Deep fry it. Make sure you don't overcook it.
Now, well, there's the question. Do you use a deep fat fryer or do you pan fry them?
Deep fat fryer.
So how long do you deep fat fry your catfish?
I fry it until it floats and then make sure the color is right. I don't put a timer on it.
Fry it till it floats. I like that. That's the name of a country song if I ever heard one. What about other ways? Do you ever try to grill catfish?
You know, I never really grilled it. We've baked it before. Mm-hmm. You know, I've tried cooking it like we do our redfish and trout with some garlic lime. We've talked about that before, but it really, when I think catfish, Randy, I'm thinking about deep frying it. I really am, and it's something.
There goes your ride.
Time to go once again. We're way overdue here.
Have you ever tried to blacken catfish?
Not at the house, but I do enjoy a really good blackened catfish at restaurants that are known for being able to pull that off the right way.
And no catfish fry is complete without French fries and hush puppies. Do you have a recipe for homemade hush puppies?
Yep. It's called send the wife to the store and make sure she gets the jalapeno hush puppies, and we're in good shape.
Well, then it's a good thing we've both got rides, huh?
That's right.
Last call for catfish with our good friend Jared Poffenberger, the owner of the Belleville Meat Market. Give us that exact location again so hunters will know how to get to the wild game processing plant. Jared?
Sure. Our hunters can find us at 128 South Tesh Street in Belleville, Texas, 77418.
And also give us your website, Jared. A lot of those things we were talking about earlier, folks can order online and have delivered right to their front door, right?
That's right. All those items that we're talking about, Randy, are available online, and you can find us at bellevillemeatmarket.com, all spelled out.
Well, as my late father-in-law used to say, them trot lines and yo-yos won't bait themselves, so I'm headed out to the lake. Give our best to your family, will you?
Randy, I'll sure do it. Appreciate you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
I've been waiting all week to talk to our next guest because I know he's in just as much pain as I am over last weekend's debacle in Dallas. It's my old Hudson and Harrigan partner on the radio for 30 years and my Texans buddy. It's Fred Olson. Have you recovered yet, pal?
Well, I did, and I checked out what I look each week after a game, how the snap counts, meaning how many players got snaps, what percentage of the game they played. Mm-hmm. And our first stringers did not play a lot.
No, they didn't.
No, they did not. We had our second and third and fourth stringers in there against a lot of the Cowboys, number ones and twos. So it kind of showed. I was busy watching the great Astros Athletics game.
Wait a minute. I thought you couldn't get the Astros at the rink.
Well, I was so out of town. We were at a friend's house up at Dave Elmendorf, Dave and Mamie's.
Oh, yes.
You know, Dave's a neat guy. You know, he played A&M.
And then for the Rams.
And played free safety for the Rams back in the golden days of Hacksaw Reynolds and Deacon Jones and those guys. And went to Super Bowl VII, I believe. And but he was also drafted by the Yankees, so he loves baseball.
Huh.
He's one of the only people, I think, two-sport inductees into the Aggie Hall of Fame.
Wow, did not know that.
Only a couple of them, but heck of a baseball player. So watching a game with somebody who really was that proficient at it, it's always fun. So anyway, I got to see the Astros win a 5-2 decision, but our bullpen, woof.
Yeah. That was a rough weekend. But you know, going back to the Texans, right after the game was over, mercifully enough, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, in 2 weeks, nobody's even going to remember who won this game, much less the score.
Yeah.
But for right now, that was just embarrassing. I mean, 34-0. Jeez.
The people who remember it most will be those guys who get cut in the next week.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, there's no slow cut down like this 90. And you go right to 53, boom, that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
And practice squad and injured reserve and all that. And so there's no, like, waiting around. You find out pretty, you know, the Turk, as they say, that's the guy they send to tell you that the coach wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
He arrives pretty quickly, and then boom, 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 you're on to the season. So.
Well, I think the worst part from the standpoint of a fan was – who beat us 34-0?
Yeah.
Anybody but Dallas, please.
Plus Lamar Miller being knocked out, and you know, he was kind of the bell cow, and so we'll see.
Well, you got to admit now that trade for Duke Johnson is looking more and more like a stroke of sheer genius, huh?
But you ask yourself, is he a three-down back, or is he so amazing out of the backfield? I mean, just pass catching and yards after receiving, and he's phenomenal in that role, so we'll see. You know, he wants to play, and he's going to get a good shot at it right now. So,
well, candidly, there's nobody really on the roster or even out there in free agency who can effectively replace a back like Lamar Miller, because he's a complete back. He's a good runner. He's got great quickness. He's a good pass receiver out of the backfield, like you said. He's a really good pass blocker.
Yeah.
So what do you think OB's going to do?
I don't know. They'll find somebody.
Well, what about Crockett or Jones or Higdon or Howell?
They've got enough. There's some interesting talent in there right now. Again, I like Buddy Howell. I love to see him. I like to see him run. And you got Crockett and you got Higdon, but how many can you keep if you want X amount of wide receivers and you also want X amount of tight ends that we've got? So, wow, it's going to be a tough decision getting down to the 53, I think.
Yeah, and we got to have at least three running backs as much as they get beat up. And as bad as losing Miller was, I have to admit that I'm just as concerned about the way the O-line broke down in pass protection. You know, yeah, they had a lot of improvement in that second preseason game, but they looked absolutely lost in AT&T Stadium. Jerry Jones could have sacked Deshaun Watson a couple of times.
We're talking about Jerry is up in the owner's box going, ha, ha, I told you so. Oh, but anyway, it's preseason and it's over. So now we're ready to start the regular season.
Yeah. And nothing like opening up against Drew Brees and the Saints in New Orleans, no less.
Ooh.
That is an absolute offensive juggernaut. And we'll know more about the Texans' defense by the time that one's over, no doubt. And it's on Monday night, too, so who knows?
Well, you know, and you have to look at it. Each week, somebody of note gets carted off the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This, I mean, the big story was Lamar Miller, and then you get a lot of these backup quarterbacks going down. Man, it's a tough game.
At least we got to see a few flashes of brilliance from J.J. Watt before we fell behind by 3 touchdowns in the first quarter.
Yeah, there was the fumble, I guess. And yeah, again, I haven't seen it. I came home and I just erased it. I didn't even want to look at it.
I hope that's what OB did and didn't show it to the team. What about the Jadeveon Clowney thing? All this trade talk about trading Clowney for a left tackle or something.
Well, you know, is he worth the big time money?
Yeah,
right now. But boy, would he make a difference right about now?
Mm-hmm.
But what could he bring? Could he bring a first rounder? Could he bring a second rounder?
Or could he bring a left tackle?
Oh, yeah, a left tackle. Well, I don't know, that Trent Williams thing is still up in the air from you know, they've mentioned he's the aging lineman they have at the Skins who wants a new deal. But who is there, really? I mean, it's such a luxury to have a great line.
It is, and we don't have one. So let's talk about something more positive and uplifting, like
food?
Hurricanes and cancer.
Oh, no.
How about armadillos? You told me you just disposed of an armadillo. What happened?
Yeah, well, he wandered into a direct line of fire last night, and we have, they're just all over our place, and they're just digging holes and trying to get into the house, and it's just, it's a mess. So don't tell anybody, but we lose them. They wander away.
Yeah.
I think they go to armadillo heaven, and one of them, you know, got the golden keys to the heaven last night, and I wish him well. Because the buzzards have to eat too, man. They're always circling. They're always looking for something.
Well, we really do have a cool topic for today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, because this is the last weekend in August, which also happens to be known as National Catfish Month.
Ooh.
And when we say catfish, we don't mean Ashton Kutcher is about to jump out from behind the sofa. We're actually talking about that seafood delicacy that will pretty much eat anything, anytime. And of course, then we Texans will turn right around and eat it. You know the old saying, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
Well, we are what we eat too. So when we eat wild caught catfish, there's no telling what we're eating. Does that ever bother you? Nah, me neither.
I remember Jim Bob had a line with him. Yeah, I speak to him in the third person. Yeah. He had a line with him and said, you know, if you are what you eat, then I'm a plain cake donut.
Yeah, but catfish will eat anything. They'll eat beer cans, you know?
I do like them, though. I like them fried. I like them pan-seared, especially fried with some tartar, red sauce, that kind of thing. I want them really as unhealthy as I can get them.
Well, you'll remember my late father-in-law fried catfish.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of Lake Toledo, man. Never occurred to me to turn them down because they might have eaten a beer can. As a matter of fact, I took you to one of those fish fries.
Oh, yeah, man.
So how do you and Bev like to cook up catfish there at the ranch?
Well, if we do them here, it'd be more like kind of a sauteed rather than, you know, for two people, you don't drag out all the oil. It's just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, saute them, real simple. Maybe do a little flour on them or something, or not, just cook them lightly and maybe some butter and just keep it real simple.
Well, I know some really sick, twisted people out there who actually bake catfish, but I'm pretty sure they're socialists. They're Bernie Sanders supporters, so I don't give them much thought. But I have grilled catfish before.
Yeah?
And if you season it just right, it can be pretty doggone good. And you mentioned blackened.
Yeah.
I love blackened catfish. Have you ever tried to do that at home?
No, we really haven't. But that's a great idea because we love cooking, skillet cooking, and it's because if heat is even, then there's just something good about things cooked in a skillet. But I'd love to have an outdoor burner where I could take this old skillet, oil it up, and just blacken some stuff out, steaks. You know, I really haven't done that.
Yeah, I actually cooked blackened catfish once, but it was just because I left it on the grill too long.
That'll do that.
It wasn't so much blackened as it was scorched, if you know what I mean. You know, charred, torched, cauterized.
Well, you know, if you put enough tartar sauce on it, probably cover that up.
But if you're going to do a catfish fry, then you got to have hush puppies.
Yeah.
So do you have a recipe for good hush puppies?
I don't. I go buy them someplace. I get them at restaurants if I want. Oh, I do love hush puppies, cooked in peanut oil in particular. Ooh, man. Oh, I love those things.
Me too.
Best I ever had was in Thomasville, Georgia. I don't know what they do. I think maybe they invented them or something. I don't know, but they're really good.
Well, I'm pretty much burned out on this subject. So I'm going to put Jerry Jones and the Cowboys in my rearview mirror for now.
Ooh.
I'll let you go, buddy. Love to Bev, and we'll talk next weekend about opening day.
Oh, okay. That's exciting, because then you can get into tailgating. We can tell some stories.
I love you, pal.
Love you too, brother.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up.